Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Atlas Carbon fails to repay $15 million state loan financed by public funds. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Atlas Carbon, the first company to commercialize a non-combustive use for Powder River Basin coal, has defaulted on a $15 million state loan and must open its doors and books to state auditors who will assess the company's assets. Wildfile reported, the State Loan and Investment Board on Thursday voted unanimously to find Atlas Carbon in default after several hours of testimony by company officials. The board directed the state treasurer's office to pursue any remedies established in the construction loan agreement as amended. The board is made up of Wyoming's five statewide elected officials, Governor Mark Gordon, Secretary of State Chuck Gray, Auditor Christy Racines, Treasurer Kurt Meyer, and Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Degenfelder. The state treasurer's office could seize the company's assets that it offered as collateral, which would include land, buildings, and equipment at the facility located north of Gillette, as well as the company's intellectual property, according to state documents. Treasurer Kurt Meyer, however, said he hopes to avoid such an action and instead devise other ways to ensure Atlas Carbon makes good on its loan obligation to Wyoming taxpayers. Meyer told Wildfile on Friday, "We're hoping for a positive outcome for both Atlas Carbon and the interests of the state." Reza Hashamapour, chairman and CEO of Polaris Asset Corporation, which manages finances for Atlas Carbon, said the company will work with the state to resolve the matter and that the company's coal refining plant will continue normal operations. Hashamapour told Wildfile, "As far as we're concerned, our operation is fully going forward and we are fully bringing product to our clients as we're speaking." He added that Atlas's loan repayment obligations to the state are being addressed and it is going to be cured. It's going to be a non-event for us. Atlas Carbon was awarded a $15 million loan in 2016, and the funds were dispersed in 2018. The loan came with a payment holiday of several years to allow the company to become profitable, according to Meyer. But when payments came due several years ago, Atlas Carbon asked for a series of extensions and loan modifications. The state granted some of those requests, including a lower interest rate. Still to date, Atlas Carbon has made only a handful of payments to the state. Almost the entirety of the $15 million remains outstanding. Meyer told Wildfile it was necessary to declare a default. "This was basically, I think, a wake-up call to say we've gone as far as we can go and we need to have a very, very close look at this." For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.